welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 692. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start with one from Steve Conte. You may know him as the current bass player for the Stooges, but he's a friend of Dee Dee, is part of the New York punk rock scene, and works frequently with Michael Monroe of Hanoi Rocks. The song I played was Shoot Out the Stars, and that's on his new album Concrete Jangle, which came out April 19th of this year on Wicked Cool Records. The jangle comes from the first half of the album, which is co-written by Andy Partridge of XTC. If you went back and listened to that song, you'd say, oh yeah, I hear Andy Partridge in there. It's kind of fun. I like him when he's a little more straightforward, a little more scuzzy rock and roll, but it's interesting to hear that half the album, and the back half has some good songs too. Anyway, I've got lots of music this week. I need to get going on it. This is a track from Bottle Breakers. It's called Broken Boulevard.
Your mama and your papa won't call, and your rock and roll records don't sell.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 692. We just heard from the Reflectors from Los Angeles. The song is called Voices. It's on the band's new album, Going Out of Fashion, which came out April 12th on Neon Nile. The band is a wonderful power pop band, but they're not afraid of rock and roll, not afraid of pop punk either. That album is, I think, 14 songs, and all of them are just wonderful. Can't recommend that one enough, so pick that one up, preferably on vinyl. Before that, we heard from Bottle Breakers with the song Broken Boulevard. That was on the band's EP, Way Anger, which came out in 2015, just a digital-only release at the time you could pick up on Bandcamp, but now you can't even find that anymore, but you can find it on some streaming services. Then band based out of Kansas City and fronted by Chris Kinsley, who later went on to form Arson Class. All right, more music for you. This is the Yum Yums with Everybody Loves My Baby.
Everybody loves my baby. Just too bad she doesn't know.
was fun. That is Billy Tibbles, who's based out of Los Angeles. The song is called The World Revolves, and it's on a new EP called Nightlife Stories, which will be out April 26th on Silver Arrow Records. A bit of power pop, a little glam in there, don't you think? That's kind of a fun EP. Before that, we heard from the Yum Yums, based out of Oslo, and the song Everybody Loves My Baby. That's on the band's brand new record, Poppin' Up Again, which came out on April 8th on Screaming Apple Records, and that is a fantastic power pop record. They're just perfect at that bubblegum power pop sort of feel, and that's probably my favorite album of the year so far, so you know I'm going to say pick that one up and pick it up on vinyl. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's go a little punk rock here. I got one from The Luxury Item. The song's called Trade.
Don't Don't forget to keep your head. Don't forget to manage time and do just what the boss said. We got our mind on composition waiting for you, when we only have to wait for another year or two. Manic position, waiting for you. We got a manic position, waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you.
Beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo. Beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo. Beat up Bozo, beat up Bozo.
All right, you heard the lady, Beat It Bozo. That is Izzy and the Nits from Portland, Oregon with the song Beat It Bozo. That's on the new album Worst Of, which came out March 22nd on Total Punk. It's a compilation of some demo tracks and some new tracks there, making a wonderful DIY punk rock album. Before that, we heard from Go Generation with the song Management Position. That was from the band's album Pictures of You, which came out in 2002 on Dirty Water Records, originally on CD. Now you can find that only on digital, unless you scour just the right used record stores around Kansas City. They were a fun, kind of mod, kind of power pop band that existed for a while. No one in the band could sing. They resurfaced, I don't know, a few years ago with Cody Blanchard from The Uncouth singing for them. And then that was a little better version, but that one didn't last long. And then we started that set off with the Luxury Eyed and with the song Trade. That is the A-side of a 7-inch that came out in 1978 on GTF Records. And a wonderful little power pop, new wave, punk rock sort of band. I picked that 7-inch up at random at Love Garden in Lawrence, Kansas, just shopping the other day. Didn't know anything about it, but it looked like it might be good, and it is pretty good. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 692, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Fake Dust playing in the Reservoir on the 22nd. The 24th, Flooding is at Howdy, or Brittany Howard is the Starlight. On the 25th, Always is playing at the Truman, or Graham Parker is at Knuckleheads. On the 26th, RX Ghost is playing at the Brick. William Elliott Whitmore is at the Record Bar. 90 Minute Cassette is at Minibar, and Roseline is playing an early matinee at the Replay. On the 27th, Uncouth is at Minibar. Men of Men are at the Ship. 28th, Cheekface is at the Bottleneck, or Cataphract is at Farewell, or Academy Order is at Howdy. And then on the 30th, Primus is playing at Azura. Looking at the website, a couple of new things out there. We got photos, videos, and my thought of the Till Willis and Liney Blue show that happened at the Replay last week. All right, I'm a little out of time here, so let's do one more. I'm going to play a track from Tyr from the Faroe Islands. Yes, it is Viking metal. This is a short one, and it is definitely fun. The song's called Dragons Never Die, and it's on the brand's new album, Battle Ballads, which came out April 12th on Metal Blade Records. It is perfect for your next D&D campaign. Maybe not as epic as some of their previous stuff, but I don't know. It's awfully big. So enjoy this one. It's a little silly. It's a lot of fun, and I like it. This is Tyr with Dragons Never Die. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.